Hello, my name is Michael Schmid. I am from the Czech Technical University in Prague and from the Institute of Physics of the Academy of Sciences of the Czech Republic. I am studying plasma physics, just in the first year of my PhD. My thesis is called X-ray spectroscopic characterization of inhomogeneous laser-produced plasmas, which I know is a pretty long name, but quite suitable. Now, I would like you to imagine you have a laser. Not an ordinary one, I mean a very strong pulsed laser. We have one. And if you would hit 1 milliliter of water with this laser, it would evaporate immediately. But it is not so fascinating. What's more, this energy is focused onto an area comparable to the thinnest point you can draw by pencil. And the energy is deposited there within half nanosecond. So, what happens to anything we put into the way of this laser? Definitely, it disappears instantly. But that is not the point. The aluminum, which we really like to shoot on, just gets heated to several hundreds of millions of kelvins, which is temperature sufficient to launch thermonuclear fusion. I guess you've already heard about that. It's just a possible way to create electricity from hydrogen by fusing it into helium. People are working on it since the Great War, and many people think it just won't work because it doesn't work by now. But they don't see the huge progress made in this field for the years. But still, launching thermonuclear fusion is not that easy. You'd need to have much more material in this temperature for a little bit longer. To perform that, you need to know very well how this million Kelvin matter behaves, which is definitely not clear even in quite simple situations. And that's where we come. We are making simple experiments with dedicated plasma observing methods. We are hitting various targets and making pictures of the plasma. As the plasma is so hot, it shines, and it shines in X-rays. And using our spectrally resolved X-ray pictures, we can deduce its parameters, observe how it gets heated, accelerated, and how it's cooling. And if we put some obstacle there, we are looking how it hits this obstacle, gets denser, and even the obstacle gets evaporated. Understanding this basic behavior is just what is necessary to design targets, which could really reach nuclear fusion. But this design is another chapter on a long way to reach this possibly fantastic energy source. Bye bye!